Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Our colleague in the newsroom, Sinead Spain, is reporting that the junior transport minister, Hildegard Nocton, is to meet management at Dublin Airport this afternoon to discuss the queues being experienced by passengers at airport security. This morning, travellers through Terminal 1 were reporting queue times of around 60 minutes for security screening. That was during the early rush hour. And the Dublin Airport Authority, we know, is continuing to encourage passengers to allow plenty of time ahead of their flight. If there are any more developments on that, we'll certainly bring them to you over the course of the show. Now though, Abood Al-Jumaili came to Ireland from Baghdad and ended up hurling for Ballinteer St John's GAA club in Rathfarnham in County Dublin. He's also known as Bonner O'Linchick, and he's a diversity and inclusion advocate, and he's on the line now. Abood, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Claire, and thank you for having me today.
Not at all, you're very welcome. I'm really interested in your nickname, Bonner O'Linchick. Where did that come from?
Well, the name Bonner came while I was training in November under 16s, and I play wing forward. And what happened was the ball was going out the line, and I kind of flicked the ball, right? And one of the lads shouted Bonner, and it came from Bonner Mair, who played for Tip, and it turns out obviously Bonner Mair has done that in the game, and the next week, I come down to train, and everyone's calling me Bonner, you know. And then I just said, you know what, I like it. I was like, I've got to stay at that, lad. So yeah. You know, that's how Bonner came.
And you were in school. You arrived from Baghdad in 2008. I know you were in school, and you were watching the lads going on to train after school at 2:30. After a couple of weeks, then you decided to join them.
That's true. Yeah. Well, it was. You know, seeing a couple of boys like obviously going down to train, and I seen the game of hurling being played beforehand anyway, but you know, on TG Cahir when I was sitting down in the living room, but it just did not appeal to me, you know. And obviously when I seen them boys going out to train, I was like, you know what, I might as well give it a try. And so I done so, and then after that, a couple of lads obviously hurled with Ballinteer St John's, and they said, look, we've training on later on at 7 o'clock. And I was like, sure, look, I'll go on and see what the crack is. And I went down there, and I obviously got introduced to it there.
Were you any good at it in the beginning?
I was useless. I was absolutely useless, you know. I remember getting put on last 5 minutes as full forward, right? And a ball comes down from the halfback line, drops straight in front of the goalie. And I was literally trying to pull on it, right? I was about a minute trying to pull on the ball, right? Everyone's just there looking at me. I look at the sideline, the coaches just have a face spam. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, that's embarrassing. So, but yeah, that kind of gave motivation for me is to actually go out and just stick at it, you know, and not make a show of myself next time.
I'm trying to place your accent because you're from Rathfarnham, but I mean, I'm picking up bits of Mayo and the Midlands and all over the place.
To be honest, right, I get asked that every day. What I say to people that it's an All Ireland accent, right, to keep everyone happy. You know, so it's from all the 32 counties in Ireland.
Well, it's a great so, one. It's a great one.
Thank you very much.
You're doing some diversity and inclusion work with the Dublin GAA sponsors AIG, and that has taken you to the mosque on the South Circular Road in Dublin. Now, what were you telling them about the GAA?
Yeah, no. You know, it was actually very, very interesting one. It was the first roadshow of the AIG Dublin GAA DE&I Effort is Equal initiative. And I kind of, you know, I wanted to introduce GAA to minorities here in Dublin. I do that all over Ireland. And in Dublin there, I started off with South Circular Road Mosque before Ramadan starts, you know, which is tomorrow. And look, I was actually expecting 60 children, you know, to attend. And it was, you know, in collaboration with Kevin's Harlan and St. James Gales. And it turns out over 100 children, you know, showed up with their parents. Like, so it was a really, really, you know, great enthusiasm and very, very good excitement, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And I kind of started off by sharing my story, saying, look, the GAA is this. It's almost like a fun history kind of lesson, right? Because not a lot of people, obviously, of minorities would know what GAA is or what even GAA stands for. So I kind of started obviously saying, look, that's what GAA is. That's what it has done to me. You know, that's what the benefits are. And then kind of introduced them to the basic skills of the Gaelic games. And it was very, very much perceived by everyone. Like, very, very much perceived. Really, really good, you know, by everyone there. The parents, the local community there. Everyone loved it, like. But, yeah, and that's kind of, like, I remember this one little girl, 11 years of age, when she was playing Camogie, she goes, that's the funnest day of my life, like, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, geez, that's great, like.
You know, and Abud, we've been hearing a lot about GAA clubs around the country on the television programme. We had Bray Emmett on, and they were saying the way they have these open days now on a Sunday, and they invite Ukrainian children in, and really it just gives them a bit of respite from the stress of what they've been through. And I know you'd hope that lots of other clubs around the country would do that if they're not already doing it.
Yeah, look, I feel it's important, like, you know, anyone that's, you know, if people coming in to Ireland of different backgrounds or fleeing war, that it's important to start nice and early and put the foundations in. And for me, that was GAA. And that's kind of what I advocate for, is that mm-hmm. when people do come into this country, that we do approach them in a way that is, you know, I suppose, in a respectful manner, and that's convenient to that culture or that country that they're coming from. So, for example, the Ukrainians coming into Ireland who are fleeing war, it's important, let's say, not to talk about news or not to talk about war when they're here, because they're fleeing it. Sure, why would we, you know, talk about it? Like, but
talk about sport instead and having a bit
exactly.
of fun.
Exactly. Talk about sport instead and have a bit of fun. And obviously, it's an interest of integration too. So yeah, that's really
okay.
What
and
it
you,
is.
You mentioned there Ramadan starts tonight. You'll observe it, but you'll keep playing, will you?
I will. I will certainly keep playing it. Championship starts in late April, so I can't afford to miss any training sessions. Do you know?
Is it tough when you're fasting to play?
Look, it's. I've been doing it since I was 5 years of age. You know, I started off in Baghdad, but obviously, you get used to it at the end of the day. But sure, here in the summertime, it's tough. All right, like, because obviously you don't have to, you can't drink mm-hmm. water, and you can't eat any kind of food. And if you have a match on at 6 o'clock in the middle of July, and you get and you're playing wing forward, where a lot of you know, and you get it in a lot of 50-50 balls, you know, you'd need a couple of, water into you. But sure, look.
You get through it anyway.
Abud,
we'll leave it there for now. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll chat again. That's Abud Al-Jamali. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.